But first, a quick mingle with Tingle. And Laura, it seems to me that our incumbent Prime Minister needs a whole lot of Machiavellis and Cromwells if he's to face the future with even a hint of confidence.
Well, look, I don't know if Cromwell and Machiavelli are quite what he needs, Philip. He basically needs some authenticity, which isn't really what they sort of provided. So we had the bus trip last week, which sort of ended badly when he was actually found to be flying most of the time, and the polls suggest that he hasn't really succeeded in making people love him or even think he was interesting. So
his blood must have been chilled at the weekend when you wrote a column suggesting that he must now face the fact that he's about to face an election.
Well, I think there's been this really interesting psychological change, Philip, in the last few weeks, which is that politicians always sort of go, oh, we're behind in the polls. That's one thing. But suddenly they go, actually, we're going to lose. And you could see it happening before your eyes last week. The sort of sense of panic, the sense of not knowing what to do about it. We've just got to go out and try to remind people who are going to have to stuff letterboxes and campaign for us in Queensland that, we're on their side. And so he does this bus trip, which is normally the preserve of opposition leaders. He does interviews where he goes on. Normally politicians go on to talk about something on an interview. They know the message that they want to give, no matter what the interviewer wants to ask them about. Well, you got the sense that Scott Morrison didn't actually know what he was going to talk about when he opened his mouth over the last week.
And avuncularity can only take you so far.
Yes, it can only take you to the middle, to paraphrase Sharon Stone. So I think he's in all sorts of trouble, as is the party. I mean, the figures are very weak all around the country. And despite the fact that voters still sort of downgrade Bill Shorten personally, I think people are just sort of over the coalition and they are now reliant on something happening a la Tampa to change the political dynamics.
He's doing a runner now, isn't he, to Europe. Any chance he won't come back?
Philip, look, no, he's not going to Europe. He's going to the East Asia Summit. We're into summit season. The East Asia Summit, APEC, various others around the place, the G20 a bit later on. So this is one of those standard things now that prime ministers have to do. But that's actually become quite difficult as well, thanks to an own goal by the prime minister on moving the Australian Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem, which we've previously discussed. We've got sort of firm indications out of Jakarta in the last 24 hours that, yes, that's why Jakarta won't be signing the free trade agreement that's basically ready to go with Australia anytime soon. So the ramifications of making this announcement that the government was considering moving the embassy purely to win votes in the Wentworth by-election continue.
He's made his own foot a regular target. And in the brief time we've got left, tell me about the proposed budget cuts to the Charity Food Bank.
This was fairly inexplicable in political terms. Essentially, the government looked at spreading some grants given to charities that give that subsidise food to people who are in dire need. They spread them away from a charity called Food Bank and to other charities. But of course, these guys all have established networks and established outlets in a lot of towns, some of which are going through the worst of the drought at the moment. They are suddenly facing basically a 30% cut in their subsidies, and we're going to have to close overnight. Once again, the government backflips and says, well, the new charities can all have their money, but Food Bank will be able to sustain its funding. We'll make sure that they're covered.
Do you get the feeling that most of the of the coalition are acquiescing, surrendering to the inevitability of defeat?
Philip, I think there's two groups. There's the group that's sort of still hoping against hope that they can win, that something will come along, or the fact that the electorate's not crazy about Bill Shorten will save them. And then I think there is actually a group that are quite happy, or that's probably too strong a word, but they're quite prepared to see the government defeated because they think that they can realign the coalition if they are defeated, and that Tony Abbott can return to the leadership of the Liberal Party, and that the Conservatives can get can put a stranglehold on it.
I've only got time for one more question, and that is, could they try and minimise losses by going early?
I don't think that's really going to work for them. They could go on the, in January, but I think that that would be that would be a crazy thing to do, given how far behind in the polls they are.
Laura, thank you for that. You're having a busy time of late, aren't you?
Never stop, Philip.
Laura Tingle, Chief Political Correspondent with 7:30, and this is a little wireless program called Late Night Live.